Ba 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 ba. Give me a ba ba ba.
Ba ba ba.
All right.
Ba ba booey.
Ba ba booey. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Dane, and joining me today, as always, is my beautiful co-host, Jackson.
Good afternoon.
And Camden. Camden's not here.
Camden, where'd you go? He was here like 2 seconds ago.
He's a scaredy baby. No,
did you see where he went?
He went through the air vent, actually. I saw him scale the wall like a xenomorph and just... He's in the vents right now. So if you hear any background noise in this episode, it's just Camden being Camden.
Just Camden being Camden. That's our new slogan.
Roomies Talking Movies. Just Camden being Camden. Now, we had an interesting event happen this Saturday, did we not, Jackson?
I can't remember, did we?
Yes, it was my bar mitzvah.
Oh my God, Dane, your bar mitzvah. I forgot to go, but...
I also forgot to have it, so...
Oh, wow. It
works out.
That's kind of crazy.
No, we had Disney Plus Day, which last year we had a big old bombshell drop. We had everything announced with everything. This year is kind of like...
It's kind of like, hey, like they really Zootopia series. Yeah.
They pulled back. They're like, hey, remember the stuff we announced last year?
Keep what if waiting. We didn't?
Yeah. On top of that, we still have a little bit of a news to fill you in. So without a further a news.
That sucked. Yeah. Do better.
Without further a poo?
Yeah, I'm going to turn into a xenomorph and crawl up the vents real quick.
Jackson, don't leave.
No, I'm gone.
Climbing up the walls right now. Let's jump into some news. We got Jackson. I should brace you for this one. It's a bit of sad news. I hope you are prepared.
I don't think I am.
You know your favorite film franchise of all time? Without me guessing, go ahead and tell it into the microphone.
The Transformers series.
Made famous by, of course, the greatest director of all time, Michael Bay.
Yeah, of course, right.
The one that he's not directing. Transformers Rise of the Beasts is delayed to June 9th, 2023.
No.
It's a whole nother year.
No, what am I going to do without Transformers Rise of the Beasts, Dane?
Go hog wild.
Go buck wild.
Ice Age Buck Wild.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
It's a reference you'll get later. You'll have to rewind part and go, oh.
Yeah, we're actually starting the Roomies cinematic universe where for every joke we make, you have to go back 2 episodes to understand it.
Do not watch them in chronological order. Yeah. You'll just get more confused.
Yeah.
What's Captain Marvel doing in Endgame? Yeah. But next up, there's also the next Star Trek film, your second favorite film franchise.
Oh my God, yes.
That got pushed back to December 22nd, 2023.
That's like, holy crap, that's like actually 2 years from now.
Jackson, I got scared that you pulled up the calendar app on your phone just to double check.
No. I looked in the bottom right of my computer screen and I was like, wait, it's not December 22nd yet. And it's also 2021. That means it's more than 2 years away. What the hell?
Dude, are you like Sherlock Holmes or something? The way you masterclassed that?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you have any mysteries you want me to solve?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Jackson?
Don't hurt me no more.
I'm so glad you knew exactly.
Okay.
I know how much you love the Predator series.
I love all these series you're talking about.
Well, get ready for the prequel.
Prey?
To which god?
No, that's the title of the prequel's title. Prey. Is it going to be the origin story of the Predator? How he grew up,
and this is Doug Predator.
And he was the prey. He had to survive, and now he hunts other people because he wants to feel big.
He's like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to go kill Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exactly.
No, this is actually about a Native American tribe. And the first Predator that comes to Earth is like hunting them. So they're doing like bow and arrow and stuff to stop the Predator.
Gosh.
Which
so
looks
like
which an interesting
in
idea.
The past.
Yeah. Well, it's a prequel, so.
Well, yeah, but like.
How far in the past?
That's pretty far in the past, I would think.
Who are your two favorite celebrities of all time?
Definitely not Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista.
Well, then you're going to hate. Why do you say his last name like that?
Bautista?
You said Bautista.
But yeah, but it's like Bautista.
I thought it was Bautista.
You could probably say it either way. I had a friend in high school whose last name was Bautista, and we
really?
Called him Bautista.
He's like, man, my dad Dave's a real piece of shit. He's always away on film
yeah
sets.
No, actually that is exactly what happened. Yes,
he's like, he's always like, oh, I'm doing this big blockbuster film, dad, come to my soccer game.
Dad, come to my academic decathlon.
What do you mean you're not going to come to my math Super Bowl, Dad? Yeah. What's Endgame?
Yeah, what's Endgame? What's Army of the Dead?
I like that movie.
Not allowed. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, not with Dave Bautista in it.
What if I threw in a Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa?
Spices maybe, things up, huh?
Maybe. His performance in Dune, you know, just wasn't the greatest.
Really?
No, man.
Let's fight like demons.
Yeah, it's just that line.
That one line is just...
they didn't. They changed it, wasn't it? Yeah. Let's fight like demons. It's they fight like demons.
Which makes more sense in the context, but less sense in the way that he's saying it.
Yeah. Maybe he says, let's fight like demons in the second movie.
Yeah.
That wasn't even announced.
Spoiler alert for Dune, for a skip ahead 5 seconds. You know, he's dead, so can't say much in the sequel.
Oh, that's right. I kind of forgot he died. Yeah.
Anyways, back to the news bit. Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista are making a buddy cop movie. 2 months ago, Dave Bautista shot out a tweet. That's the Twitter sound effect, I guess. He went, and then after that, he sent out a tweet saying he wanted a Lethal Weapon type buddy cop movie with Jason Momoa. And now it's actually happening, thanks to MGM. Or as they're also known as, Jackson?
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
I hate you.
Wait, you're trying to get me to do some quirky acronym?
Yeah.
Like, my God.
Mario.
In further news, Chris Pratt. Just kidding. That's not... Delete your social media. Chris Pratt. I got your Chris back.
That's what he says. I got your Chris Pratt.
That's what he says in the movie.
Oh, man.
But anyways, Disney Plus delays Ms. Marvel to fall of 2022, which sucks because they actually released a teaser for it.
Yeah.
And we're not even going to be able to see it for another year.
A full year.
And I hate that.
I hate waiting so much. I want to leak everything that I find online to ruin it for others, you know?
Do you think if I went to the hospital and I was like, put me in a coma for until fall of 2022, they would?
I think if you said it the way you just did, they'd probably look at you and go, what? I think if you said until like a year from now, that's less weird. But you say,
okay,
put me in until the fall of 2022, and they're like, what?
Yeah, okay, but it's in this piece of news, we know that it's delaying until fall of 2022. I don't have a date. I can't be like, oh, put me out until December 19th, because it'll come out December 20th. Yeah. But we don't know that. So
whenever you think fall 2022 is, Doc, just unfreeze me.
Yeah, just wake me up.
Just shake me in my coma and say, hey. Ms. Marvel's out. Next up. I like this. I don't know how you're going to view on this. Marvel Studios VP of Development, Nate Moore, says you will not see T'Challa again in the MCU 616 universe, and that they never considered recasting T'Challa after Chadwick Boseman died.
I 100% agree. I think it's nice that they're like keeping the character as like something sacred for just Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Like, of course they're going to keep Black Panther, but you know, T'Challa, there's no reason for them to do that as long as they have like a different Black Panther.
There's always an alternative to just recasting. I mean, unless you're War Machine in the MCU. Terrence Howard, get out of here. Bring on the Don.
Yeah, bring the Don Cheadle. Best decision they've ever made.
There's no party like a Don Cheadle party, because a Don Cheadle party don't stop.
Did Don Cheadle say that?
He says that whenever he walks into a room. It's become a real problem.
Oh my God. Don Cheadle, if you're listening right now, you got to chill out. Keep up with the words of the day. That's all we're asking.
We got to bring it back.
But other than that, chillax, bud.
Henry Cavill,
my favorite.
He's your Superman. I want to be with him. He wants something else entirely. Cavill wants to be Captain Britain in the MCU.
I didn't even know that was a character.
You know Captain America?
Yeah.
That, but he can fly and he has a sword. So...
So literally at home, Superman and America. Wonder Woman combined.
But
question
British.
Though, is Henry Cavill British?
Yes.
He is.
Yeah.
Why have I never heard his British accent?
You should, well, probably.
Probably because I've only seen him in the movies. Superman movies. Yeah. It's so He's crazy. Like, it's so crazy whatever. How I like don't expect any actor to ever be like European. And then like I hear them talking in interviews and I'm like, wait a minute.
And then you get really
Tom
angry.
Holland? Tom Hiddleston? Everyone named Tom?
What do you mean? Tom Cruise. I'm actually very British. Yeah. And everyone's like, that's a bad accent. Tom. Yeah. That's not, stop pretending to be British. I'm just like all the other Toms. Like, he can't do an accent. He can jump off a plane, but he can't do a British accent.
He can be a really good actor, but not British.
That's for sure. That's the trade-off. Surprisingly, Benedict Cumberbatch is British.
You know who isn't British, Danon?
Who?
Buzz Aldrin.
You're really, really close. I'll give you that one. It's time to talk about trailers. We missed this one by a couple of days when we recorded last episode, but Buzz Lightyear.
Lightyear trailer. Shook the internet because it looked so weird.
It was a weird example of like over trying, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're like trying too hard to make this movie, but like I was expecting this film to be like
too good.
Yeah,
it looks like it's an actual like serious animated film. Yeah. But it's just about a dude going to space, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's cool how, like, you know, the Toy Story universe, he's a toy. So obviously something happened to make him a toy. And yeah, that's probably what
this
we're going to
be
getting.
TV series, or legitimately like something that happened in the, but it looks like this is in the future. So I'm a little confused by this.
We don't
have rocket ship planes that can go to space.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, well,
I'm inventing them right as we speak.
Can you stop doing it for a second? It's really loud. It's, the feedback is going in the microphone. It's just a mess.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop literally making the next generation of spacecrafts for you, Danon. Jesus Christ.
Thanks, man. It's a little quieter now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But and Chris Evans has Buzz.
Has Buzz. The best choice they could have made. I really liked when Chris Evans in the Free Guy movie was like, what the shit? And then
we were doing a good job. I was like, wow, we might not swear at all this episode. Fuck that one.
Right, no, but that was a direct quote, so you have to leave it in. If you don't, it's plagiarism, I think.
No. Yeah.
It's a 67% plagiarism.
Yeah.
Whereas if you use the whole quote and you put it in quotes, it's not plagiarism.
How am I supposed to do that in an audio format? Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out, bud. I'm not the editor. You are.
All right. That's
anyways, on to our next trailer. It wasn't really a trailer, like a teaser. It was about Halo, you know, the video game.
You know, the only video game character to ever exist,
Master Chief. And I think the only thing said in the trailer is, hello, Master Chief.
Which
and
is
that really resonated with me. Yeah, no, I'm glad we're on the same wavelength. We were both really like, holy crap, that is Master Chief.
I want to say hello to him.
I want to say,
hey. Beat me to the punch.
Yeah.
When I saw the live action Master Chief suit that they had, really cool. First thing I thought, hello, Master Chief.
Exactly.
Well, actually, the first thing I thought was, hello, Master Chief sounds really close to hello, Mario. So I wanted to say,
hello, Mario.
But we didn't.
Oh, my God.
This is
going to
be a Paramount
opportunity.
Plus. So looks like Camden's going to get this one. I don't know if he has it or not, but it's his turn to buy the next streaming service.
It's his turn to buy the streaming service.
You get Apple TV.
Okay, I'll get Apple TV. Do they even release anything on Apple TV?
I don't know.
TV?
When they do,
okay.
You'll have to buy it.
Sounds good.
It's a trade-off.
Here
at Roomies Talking Movies, we believe in inequality.
Yeah.
But only through other people's payments and streaming services.
Exactly.
Kidding. We love all
We're
people.
Not kidding. No, we love all people.
Wait.
Except the people that I do the podcast with. I hate those guys.
Yeah,
don't
those
tell
guys
them.
Wait a minute. And before we get into Disney Plus Day, it happened again.
What happened again?
Spider-Man trailer is going to be coming out the day after we're recording this.
Right.
So we're going to be ahead of the curve, as we always are here at Roomies Talking Movies Global Enterprise.
Here at Roomies Talking Movies Incorporated. You can find us in New York.
New York. We're always ahead of the game here. So we are making our predictions for what the trailer will be tomorrow, or whenever it is that you're watching it. If it's already out, tell us if we're right or not.
Yeah, tell us if you're right.
Send us your bank
by
account
pigeon. send us
also,
your social security number for no particular reason at all.
Peter Parker needs your help. Send us the last four digits of your mom's credit card information. All right, but I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. There's been some pictures spiraling around. We won't spoil it for anyone who has not seen them, because we don't want to ruin the movie for anyone. This is just our predictions on what might happen in the trailer. We're going to each get three guesses. I'm going to assume we're going to see one new suit in the trailer. I think we're going to see all the villains that they're planning on doing. And I think we will get more of the background characters. I think we're going to see more Ned and MJ in this trailer.
Okay.
At least if it's one little snippet, I think we'll see more. Because the first trailer was all Peter kind of thing.
Right.
What are your three?
So we have three guesses. My first is going to be that they reveal the other two Peters, even if it's just for a brief moment, like just kind of like a, hey, Peter, like they don't even show them.
What's your name, Peter?
Hey, what's your name, Peter? I'm Peter.
And I'm Andrew Garfield.
And I'm Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield, you're in here.
I loved you.
I love your movies. See, because Spider-Man watches movies a lot.
He quotes Star Wars.
And then what's next? I also think that they're going to reveal villains. I don't know if they're going to have them all like in the same shot.
You don't think so?
I think maybe they'll just do like their job at like, you know, hinting at all of them. Maybe not full on revealing. And I think finally we're going to see, you said new suit. I think we're going to see new gadgets.
Ooh, new gadgets.
New gadgets.
Why are you winking at me, you freak?
Because earlier this morning, Camden said sent a text to us saying that.
Oh, yeah. There's the web slingers. Official concept art that went out without giving too much away. It's a weird mix of something that Doctor Strange gives him and a basic web shooter.
Yeah.
We won't tell you what it does, but it seems interesting.
Yeah. And I think that'd be cool if they
I hope it's not in the full movie, because then it's kind of just like,
it's just like, hey, what Spider-Man's if Spider-Man magic. Had a gun? Yeah. What if Spider-Man had a gun that shot magic?
It's like the meme where it's like Lord of the Rings and then a smaller book, Lord of the Rings if Bilbo had a gun. Yeah. And he just goes around and solves every problem. But remains to be seen. I am going to be sleepless until this trailer comes out, as I was last time.
I'm going to sleep tonight, because I do that every night, and it's maybe, good for you.
Maybe you'll see our reactions of the trailer online, but of course we'll review it next week anywho. But enough about talking about what's to be. It's time to talk about what already am.
It's time to talk about time to talk about what if.
Sorry, that's funny how that sentence got you up.
It's okay.
All right, Disney Plus Day. We're not going to get too much into this first bit because there's not much to talk about, but we got to save it for Camden.
Yeah,
because
he likes the Star Wars. He likes all the wars in the Star Wars. Camden really likes wars.
He supports every war that's ever happened, but only in space. So
yeah,
only space, in space Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
Do not sit at him in a bar with that conversation.
Anyways, the only one we're going to talk about is a slight teaser of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. We see him fighting Darth Vader.
In a concept art.
Was it a concept art? Yeah. It looked real.
I thought it was a real picture, but then I looked at it closer, and Darth Vader is like smudgy. Unless they decide to
smudge the suit. No, you're right. That does look like concept art.
But it's
gonna,
interesting.
We're it's going to be Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, right? He's already back.
Okay.
But so it's interesting that they're going to fight again. Because we know in the first episode four, he's like, well, you haven't fought in a while. And then
and
in
he's
episode
like,
three.
I have the high ground.
Yeah. In episode three, he said, I have high ground.
And then he won.
So I wonder what's going to happen. Like maybe Darth Vader will stand slightly higher. He's like, what now, bitch?
What, yeah. Who has the high ground now, Ewan McGregor? He's going to say that.
He's like, what are you talking about, Anakin? I'm not Anakin. I'm famous actor Hayden Christensen, you idiot. But without getting much more into that, Star Wars fans were sorry about Disney Plus Day. They really said, here's three pictures, bye.
Yeah, they said, here's three pictures. We're going to save that for Camden. Bye.
They said that on the thing. They said, in partnership with our new friends at Roomies Talking Movies Incorporated.
And then next, we have our Pixar reveals, which there were quite a few, but we only found one that we cared about. And that was the Luca spinoff called Ciao Alberto.
Nice. Italiano.
Italiano.
Continuation of Luca, pretty much.
Continuation of Luca follows Alberto. Kind of implied by the title there. Although maybe not, because ciao means goodbye. So,
well, you know,
it also means hi, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Wait, hold up.
Are you Googling
ciao in Italian? I'm pretty sure you just it means hello. Wait, what is goodbye in Italian?
I'm gonna see ciao again.
Arrivederci.
Oh.
Is that actually it?
You're Italian. You
yeah,
should
yeah, but I don't speak Italian.
You were just saying Italiano earlier.
Yeah, that's Italian in Italian.
Would I know that?
You should know that.
Anywho, Luca continuation might be fun. Luca discontinuation.
Luca discontinuation. Like we're titling that episode that.
That's what we're doing. All right. On to some, before we get to the Marvels, because that's what it's all about. We love Marveling at Marvel.
We really do.
We got some Disney Plus reveals that we are very excited about. And by very excited about, we're kind of more confused.
Yeah, we're really confused.
This first one, I'm just going to take you on a journey, if you will, Jackson.
Oh, okay. Gladly.
You know Chris Hemsworth.
I love that guy.
Hollywood superstar.
Yeah, he plays Thor in the movie Thor.
Uh-huh. And that one guy from the Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, right.
Where he danced so good in New York. Mm. He's back. But Chris Hemsworth is getting his own Disney Plus show with National Geographic called Limitless with Chris Hemsworth, where they're going to push the body to the extreme, which is really bad because he's
kill Chris
they're
Hemsworth.
They're going to fucking kill Chris Hemsworth.
Oh my God,
we're
no.
We're going to watch.
That's so sad.
You can't
sad.
Do anything but watch.
What, are they going to make him like bench obscene amounts or something?
He already does that. That won't kill him. They're going to be like, hey, go swim in the Arctic. And he's like, this is really cold. And like, Chris Hemsworth, are you going to be limit or are you going to be limitless? And he's like, it doesn't make sense. The fuck are you guys talking about?
They're basically just, they're challenging Chris Hemsworth by being like, all right.
They're going to gaslight him into every single
they're
thing.
They're going to gaslight him. They're going to be like, are you going to go in the Arctic? Or are you going to fucking pussy out like a little bitch, Chris Hemsworth?
Oh, weird. It sounds like someone's limited. Yeah. And this show's called Limitless. He's like, I fucking guess.
God,
I'm contractually obligated to be limitless.
Yeah.
There's one little clip. He's like, why am I standing on a rope at the bottom of a helicopter? And you're like, yeah, why are you doing
that? Yeah, Chris Hemsworth, why are you? Did you really, are you looking back at your life and pondering, what did I do to get on this National Geographic?
I think the first problem
show.
That you had is when you said, Limitless starring Chris Hemsworth. I guess I'll sign right here and yeah. not think any more into it. But yeah, I think this will be fun. Have you heard about the Gwyneth Paltrow goop line that they have? Her weird like makeup and beautification thing?
I have seen the JonTron YouTube.
Okay.
I've not seen the video, but I've seen the thumbnail
much. I hope it's something along those lines because they do some weird shit. They're like, take these mushrooms and then express your body. And they're like crying and hugging each other. And then it's one where they're like diving into the coldest waters. And this one girl's like, it's really cold. And you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense in my head.
It sounds pretty limited though. I don't think you could cut it in this show. But excited to see that one. I hope it's definitely. One episode long. And they're like, oh, they told me I'm gonna try cliff diving without a parachute. Yeah. It's just like in memoriam of Chris Hemsworth at the end. Bitch was limited. Yeah. National Geographic.
The in conclusion, Chris Hemsworth was extremely limited.
We found his limit.
Yeah. All right, next up, we have an Ice Age movie, which when I first saw this, I was like, can we let a franchise die? Not I don't think the Ice Age series was good.
Not after like, the second one.
The first movie was like, okay, yeah, it's an animated movie and it's kind of fun. But then everything past that sucked.
I thought the second one was the best
one. I don't remember the second one. Was that the one with the babies?
The
oh, it was the possums.
And then at the end, they are mammoth mates. Mammoths.
Anyways, we got a movie titled The Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild, and it follows them going to an underground dinosaur thing.
It's the fourth Ice Age all over again.
Yeah, so and it's gonna follow the meerkats or whatever.
The animation, Jackson.
It looks so bad.
It's
is that
so
just
bad.
Me?
And I don't think any of the returning voice actors are in this.
Oh, obviously not. Like, why
I didn't
would
hear
any
Josh Peck?
Was Josh
he
Peck
was
in
one
this?
Of the possums?
Oh,
you know Simon Pegg?
No.
He was he's Sean in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He
yeah.
voiced whatever the Buck Wild. He voiced Buck.
And he's not doing.
He's
it.
Not in this.
Oh my God. Yeah. Bad series. No wonder they're making it a Disney Plus release and not
Sid's
a theater
back.
Release.
Sid the Sloth.
That's so sad. I'm gonna.
I know
cry.
That guy would do anything.
Yeah, he would.
Anywho, next
but
up.
It looks really stupid.
Yeah, we're not watching that.
Next up, something that looks okay? Question mark? The Baymax exclamation point series.
It's fun. It's going to watch Baymax going around the city of San Francisco, helping people and being nice. You
and
know what
being
I
a
liked?
Cool little robot.
Big-ass robot.
Very cute.
You know what
very
I like?
Large.
I would have liked more than this, huh, Jackson?
Yeah.
A second Big Hero 6.
I know. That movie was so good.
I don't give a shit about just one
Dude,
character. I want all of them.
Look. Okay. Why do they make 4 Cars movies, 4 Shrek movies, 5
you
Ice
tongue.
Age
no,
movies?
No, you bite your tongue. Shrek is a national treasure.
Okay, yeah, but the fourth one.
Fourth one was the Beth one. Beth one.
The Beth one.
I'm sorry, I get really lispy when I talk about
but,
Shrek
But we
4.
Don't get Big Hero 6 a sequel. It's been how many years? Like 8? You know, I'm going to look it up.
Thanks for double checking because I was about to call you out on
it
that
It probably
so
is
hard.
An 8. 2014, actually very
close to 8,
it's
buddy.
Been 7. So yeah, like I feel like that if any movie deserves a sequel, it's that one.
Yeah.
But nope, they're making a spin-off series focus on Baymax.
Which
I mean,
is,
Baymax is cool.
It's cool.
But
hey, Jackson,
give
I have
us
a question
movie.
For you.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to see Andy Samberg and John Mulaney voice chipmunks.
All the time. I never stop thinking about it.
Well, I know you're thinking about Alvin and the Chipmunks, but there's two other chipmunks that might be just as fun, if not less.
Chuck E. Cheese?
He's a mouse. Is he a rat or a mouse?
He's probably a mouse. Charles M.
No, it's Charles Entertainment Cheese, you uncultured cheese. Fuck. Chip and Dale, they're doing a reboot movie starring Andy Samberg and John Mulaney, which is set to arrive soon in the spring of 2022.
Oh my gosh, that's next month.
I can't wait for it to... It goes October, November, spring.
Yeah. That's how the months work, Danon. I learned that in eighth grade.
Wow, you had a good education. Yeah. Right. I hope we get a trailer for that soon just so we can see if it's shit or not. But
yeah, I agreed. Hey, remember when we talked about National Geographic?
Yeah.
And how a really wacky, zany character was starring in a...
The character Chris Hemsworth?
The character... A wacky, zany actor was starring in his own show.
You know, I did have a question about that because I was like, I feel like they could have picked a wackier, zanier actor like Will Smith or something.
Well, they did, Danon.
What the shit?
Yeah. There's going to be a six-part National Geographic Disney Plus series called Welcome to Earth, which will follow Will Smith as he discovers world treasures and sites. He's gonna go like uncover the tomb of that one Egyptian king.
King Tutankhamun?
King Tut. He's gonna go uncover it, and they're gonna be like, holy crap, this is the world's treasure.
Oh my god, I love The Mummy starring Brendan Fraser. And they're like, right?
Right?
I like that this is a reference to the line he has in Independence Day where he punches an alien in the head and says, welcome to Earth. So I really hope they go to Area 51 and they're like, now Will Smith.
Wait, that's actually pretty clever, yeah, though. I didn't realize that was
the
thing.
They're like,
Will
Smith, here's our one sample of alien life. And he fucking decks it in the head and goes, like, welcome to Earth. The alien's dead.
The alien's dead.
And he kills it. And they're like,
years of research down the drain.
Do you know how many people we've had to kill to keep this safe? Why do you have cameras following you? But this is gonna be fun. I hope he goes to Chernobyl and he's like, this is the famous elephant's foot, touches it, and just the screen turns green and he fucking dies.
I was hoping he just does illegal things like grave robbing. I don't know what my obsession is with it, but I can just see him like going to uncover some like Egyptian artifact but like illegally being there.
Oh my god, what if he's the archaeologist that awakens Black Adam in the upcoming movie?
Oh my god, wait, they're gonna tie it together.
And he
National
goes,
Geographic.
Shazam, and he's like, it's me, the Rock from Moana. I think that
it's me
fun.
The Rock from about 100 movies.
Hey Jackson, you know how there's no such thing as original ideas anymore?
Yeah.
You know what's the one step above that? Apparently there's no such thing as good ideas anymore. February 18, 2022. They got a full date for this one. We've just been throwing out seasons up at this point. This one, we got a
this
hard
one
have
a date. They know. They're happy to announce
you
this.
You could go in your coma, Jackson, and tell the doctors they'll wake you up February 17th because February 18th is the premiere of Disney's original movie, Sneakerella. Now, I know what you think of with a name like that. Sneakerella, is it Cinderella, but with sneakers instead? Close. It's a Cinderella-esque movie following young shoe enthusiasts.
This is the best idea since sliced bread.
I thought it was the greatest invention.
No,
but
this
you got
is the greatest
point,
idea.
Because like some dude's like, I'm fucking sick of making these loaf sandwiches. It's too much bread.
It's too much bread. Why don't I go make a movie about young shoe enthusiasts?
And they happened in the same meeting. Like, he's like, wow, I just invented sliced bread. Hold on. Second idea. Light bulb. Cinderella but sneakers. I gotta write this down. And then Will Smith fucking robs his grave and goes, hey, I found a script. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. You know what, Danon? You made that point about how no one ever has original ideas. But Cinderella's been around since, like, before writing. Before the Epic of Gilgamesh, Danon. I learned this recently. That's why I'm saying
it's from Marvel's Eternals.
From Marvel's Eternals. So this is probably like the 10,000th recreation of Cinderella.
Yeah,
but this
from
time,
Disney alone.
This is the only time when it's stupid and utterly disgraceful. Young shoe enthusiast, Danon?
What is that? I'm fucking calling it. The ball is going to be a shoe convention. It's going to be like the release of the new hype shoes.
There's going to be like Yeezys or something. And it's going to be like, she left her Yeezys
and
by
Kanye's
the stairs.
Kanye's going to be the fairy godmother. Your shoes are worthless.
Your shoes are worthless. You gotta get my new Yeezy 200s, baby. $10,000.
The joke here is it's called 200, but the shoes are worth 10 times that. Yeah. But that's gonna be great.
We're so good at the shitting on movies.
Hey, baby. High School Musical, the musical, the series, right? A fun title, huh? Olivia Rodrigo's breakout role.
Wait, really?
Yes. You fucking idiot.
We have to watch it.
Not only that, it's back for a third season, baby.
Hey,
you know how we had hard dates from here on out? I lied.
Wait, there's been a series this whole time?
Yes. You have not. Have you not heard about this?
No, I thought this was a new thing.
How would they be announcing season three?
I didn't even read the season three part.
You're the one who wrote that part down.
I copied.
This is like the only time the script. Jackson. That's illegal.
No, I know. I'm a bad person.
But hey, you have some time. Don't go into a coma yet for this one because we don't have a hard date set.
It's just 2022. Could be January.
Wake me up in 2022. Why don't you just stay awake?
It could literally come out New Year's and we'd have no idea.
Jackson, remember how much you were shitting on Cars a second ago?
Yes. And part of the reason I was shitting on Cars is because they're back. And it's not a movie. Thank fuck.
Can I say fuck?
Am I allowed to curse on this podcast? But thank fucking God, it's not
I think a movie. This is worse, because a movie you can avoid. A series is multiple of it.
That's true. It's called Cars on the Road.
Which is redundant.
And that's usually what cars are on. Mm-hmm. If they're not on... Wait. Mm. What if the twist is they're not going to be on the road? And then Lightning McQueen is like, I remember when Doc Hudson taught me to not drive on the road. And then he wins.
I remember when Doc Hudson taught me how to drive backwards before snorting ketamine and dying. he was a wild car, but he had his moments. Fucking keep your adult diapers on, ladies and gentlemen, because the car animated series Cars on the Road is coming back with Owen Wilson from his breakout role of Mobius from Loki.
And Larry, finally, Larry the Cable Guy with his role in the country movie.
You forgot it?
I forgot the country movie.
Why would you make that reference that you don't know the name to?
It wasn't a reference. I was just referencing how he's like a big country guy. He's like...
Are you calling Larry the Cable Guy? Did you say Zooey?
I said Zooey.
Oh, I thought that's you what like, they, Zooey.
That's what
mama.
People say when
Larry
they're...
Larry the Cable Guy's famous catchphrase.
Yeah, Zooey Mama, Larry the Cable Guy. Hey, guys, it's me, Larry the Cable Guy. That's what me. Larry the Cable Guy says.
I'm Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm Tomater. Daggum.
It sounds like tomato. Finally, on the non-Marvel end of things, the thing that... we can't have a storm of shit without a little... exciting umbrella to keep us clean.
A little exciting umbrella to rid us of the shit.
It's a pretty bad umbrella if it comes at the end and we're already pelted.
You're
shit,
already pelted with shit. Literally need to take a shower.
The Disney Plus Day released a concept art for Tiana, an upcoming 2023 series following the Princess of Maldonia on a new adventure from one of Disney's last good films that have come out in the last 12 years.
Will she kiss a frog?
Probably not anymore.
Will she not kiss a frog?
Probably that second one.
Find out.
That's their tagline. It's not even like an interesting concept. It's like, she's back to kissing frogs. People are like, stop it. What are you doing, Tiana? She's back.
You can't keep kissing frogs. We've been over this.
All right. Time to bullet down some of these Marvel releases, because most of these we heard about last year.
And most of them aren't even that important. They're just either logos or like a short announcement.
We
some
kept
of them,
the good stuff at the back.
We kept the good stuff at the
Loki
back.
Season 2 announced. It was announced
it
at
was,
the end of season 1.
It was announced
one,
at the end of season
so,
1 where the entire multiverse got fucked up. So
thanks for
they
confirming
gotta fix
that for
the
people who didn't watch Loki season 1 and they're like, I'm not watching this unless there's a second season. Then they watch Disney Plus and they're like, thank God I can start watching now.
They're 100% gonna fix it in season 2, right?
Oh, I hope Kang isn't like a one-off. I hope he like stays around.
Well, it's probably going to be way later and they're going to have a good like 10 movies with Kang actually making an influence.
Maybe. We don't know. Marvel has dropped.
No,
a ball
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually.
I forgot your middle name is Marvel.
Yeah.
Jackson Marvel Savastry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Agatha Harkness, House of Harkness, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, she's getting a spinoff series. Got her logo. Still hasn't been revealed if this is like after WandaVision beforehand.
Probably not after, because didn't Wanda literally like take her powers away or something?
I kind of hope it's like one of those things where like as Agatha is slowly getting her memories and powers back, like whenever she does something, it's like boom, flashback to when she's a witch. Because I don't really want a full flashback thing.
I just want them to go back to the Salem witch trials.
and just watch the same one scene from WandaVision where she kills all the witches and leaves. And
it's just that scene and she goes into a house and then the house is just like, there's a board over the house saying House of Harkness. And you're like, holy crap, that's the title of the show. That's the
title of my Disney Plus show that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. I'm getting kind of sick of Marvel backtracking.
I'm getting kind of sick.
I
have COVID-19, David. Dude. You shouldn't be in the same room as me without a mask on.
You're the one wearing a mask. So I'm going... No, I'm kidding. Those aren't the rules. Wear your masks, people. Oh. Ironheart logo updated. It's a heart made out of metal. Still don't know jack about this series. Hopefully we'll get a teaser, poster, trailer, or even something soon.
But yeah, probably won't happen until 2029.
Oh my god. Like the MCU's over and then they introduce... that would actually be a pretty smart idea.
Yeah,
like,
Ironheart starts the new MCU.
MC2. How are you trying to fit 2 and C?
Wait, can we start an MC2U and then make that a droid in Star Wars?
I hate you.
That would be so cool.
Echo logo released for the upcoming Echo spinoff from the character Echo, who will be...
The League of Legends character in the Arcane series.
And introduced in the Hawkeye series coming out soon, which we'll probably just do a season recap so that way we can actually do it. Because what a finale review and Star Wars Visions, they're just never going to get out. It's just they're too gone.
We watched them like a month ago.
Sorry about that. If you want to hear our responses, they're okay.
They're pretty all right. Go take a listen, a watch if you like them.
X-Men, the 97 X-Men. Cartoon series.
It's an animated series in the style of old comics.
No.
That's cool.
It's just the continuation of the 1997 animated series. With the same
voice
actors.
Yeah, but it's still in the old style. Was I wrong?
Oh, go.
No, I'm not
Wolverine,
wrong.
Wolverine, you know what? With his fucking adamantium dick. Spider-Man, freshman year. An animated
origin story of Spider-Man, which no one knows. No one knows the origin of Spider-Man.
They haven't mentioned Uncle Ben yet, so I don't know who Spider-Man is.
I don't know Spider-Man, Danon.
If they don't do the origin for Batman in this upcoming Batman movie starring Robat Battenbat, I'm going to be lost.
I know. Like, how am I going to know how he falls down a pit and gets eaten by...
He's like, hey, you know, I can make a Batcave down here.
Yeah. It's like, wait, I can make a Batcave out of this. I can
put the tank right there, the supercomputer. It's pretty nice. But it's going to be interesting. I hope we get the original cast back to voice their characters, but knowing all of their schedules, probably not. I say it like I know their schedules.
No, I know all their schedules.
But, you know, Zendaya's going to be in Space Jam 3, and Tom Holland's going to be Uncharted 5.
Uncharted 12, yeah. You know another animated series, Dayton, that we talked about a little bit before, but is 100% confirmed, and it's coming. Marvel Zombies. Marvel Zombies.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Sorry. My brain was loading in how excited I was. I forgot to respond.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to take place on the same What If episode that was revealed or something.
I don't think they should.
I don't think
they should. Because everyone is already a zombie at that point.
Everyone's already
And also zombie fan. Maybe it'll be like they start at the beginning and then they brush over that part.
I kind of want them to animate it in a completely different style. Like I want every series to have their own like unique...
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, that's on me, guys.
No, you can't just be like, hey, group of animators who animated What If, you're fired because we want a different style of animation.
Well, they're not going to be fired.
Suck my balls.
Because they're going to be making What If Season 2.
That's true. That was our good segue.
Don't know what it is. Jackson, give your one What If that you'd put in What If Season
2. What if Hulk and Captain Marvel had kids?
Nice. That's gross.
Yeah.
My What If. What if they made a good villain?
Huh?
Get fucking shot at.
Let's just criticize Marvel. Yeah. What if there was an actual good animated series?
What if maybe they didn't fuck up the Mandarin and then we have to wait 10 years for them to do it correctly?
Yeah, exactly.
What if they actually just stick with a villain instead of just going, hey, what if we made one deviant kind of a bad guy, the third act of the movie?
Right. Oh, no, you bring up a good point because they could do what ifs with all the new stuff.
Phase 4.
Do you think they're going to do what if What if Awkwafina got the rings?
I think what they should do for one episode, just to really mess with them, so they're at the boardroom meeting right now. They have all the execs at the table, and Kevin Feige's like, okay, guys, hear me out. One of the ideas I just came up with. What if Marvel bought Sony and then Spider-Man was on his game, huh? Yeah. Well, that'd be fucking weird, right? Yeah. And then he like drops his smile. It's like the Giancarlo Esposito Far Cry ad where he's like, I was acting. Yeah, like the lights go dark. That's gonna be fun. I Am Groot series, gonna be animated.
It got a logo.
And
it has Groot. Hope you like Baby Groot, because it's the new Baby Yoda.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the old Baby Yoda.
No, but Baby Groot, we haven't seen the Baby Groot. No, we've seen adult Baby Groot to Baby Groot. This is gonna be following the origins of Groot. That's what it said. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's
So it's gonna be here. Let me read the thing. Which shows this is the wrong website. It's because I looked at two websites for the news, and the first one...
You got a lot of tabs in private mode, dude.
I know, I'm sorry. Continue while I look for this.
All right. It's not going to make any sense in a couple of seconds.
It really won't.
For the rest of these, we got little 40-second teasers or so about these last four projects for Marvel. The four that are closest to being released in Disney+. We have a Miss Marvel teaser, which we already talked about earlier, is going to be dropped in the fall. But they're changing up her powers a little bit. Instead of her having stretchy powers, she's going to have, like, Green Lantern sort of powers where she can make, like, constructs with crystals. So that's going to be interesting. I don't think it will ruin it. And I guess they're trying to, like, separate them for when they introduce the Fantastic Four.
Of course. So they're not just like, hey, Miss Marvel is Mr. Fantastic. But a dude and really older and Richard Reed.
People who complain about some of the things that Marvel does just don't understand that it has existed beforehand. Because, you know, there are people online, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. There are people online when they announced She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
PC like, got mad.
Yeah. People were literally like, they're making a female Hulk?
Stan Lee's rolling in his grave right now. Yeah. Like, Stan Lee fucking made She-Hulk.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Stan Lee would never stand for She-Hulk.
First a woman Thor, now this? God damn! You SJWs!
God, people are the worst.
People suck.
But I did find it. It says this I Am Groot series is a series of original shorts that explores Baby Groot's early days growing up and getting into trouble in space. So we'll probably see like maybe the origin of how he meets Rocket.
Voiced by Bradle Cooper?
No.
No.
Someone entirely new.
Yeah, probably some random
voice
actor. Who even knows? You can't get Bradle Cooper back.
Yeah, of course not.
Anywho. Back to the Miss Marvel teaser. Just gives us a little snippet. Kamala Khan, huge Miss Marvel fan. Captain Marvel fan.
Huge Captain Marvel fan. She's like, hey, I wish I was Captain Marvel. But what if she was?
Yeah, that Marvel's what if.
Marvel's what if.
What if there was two Captain Marvels, but one of them was called Miss Marvel, so it's not confusing. It's a long title, but it makes sense. Anywho, looks exciting. Seems fun.
Next up. Nick Fury.
Hey. Throw that fucking eye patch away. We got a bearded Nick Fury with no eye patch now, baby.
And you know what he's going to be doing?
Shooting people, assuming they're scrolls.
Shooting people, thinking they're scrolls in Secret Invasion.
Which I'm really excited about. I hope we get some evil scrolls.
I hope it's going to be mind.
That was one thing I did not enjoy in Captain Marvel, because I actually do like that film. I thought it was a fun twist. But I hope they have, like, an explanation for it. And it's not like, some of us are bad now. Because they, like, established, we're just refugees.
Yeah.
Like, the Kree are the bad people. But I hope that there's somebody like, fucking, I love being a secret invader. And stuff like that. And then Nick Fury's just shooting everyone. Phil Coulson's dead.
Like,
and then
are you a Skrull? Bang.
Are you a Skrull? Bang. And she's like, what the hell's wrong with you, Nick Fury? And he's like, sorry, I gotta be sure.
Yeah.
I gotta keep both eyes open. Yeah. She's like, what are you talking about?
Your eye's gone. A space cat scratched it
Remember?
Out.
Remember? God. I love Marvel sometimes. Sometimes when I'm getting sad, I'm like, I wish Nick Fury lost his eye in a cool way. They go
that
space
is
cat,
a cool
and
way.
And I go, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And
thank
roll.
God, thank space God. Cat.
We got two more. We got She-Hulk teaser.
She-Hulk, we already talked about it. People are pissed.
People
but it
are
looks
pissed off.
Cool.
Freaking SJWs. They're going,
what I'm confused about is how she's already the Hulk. So it's not an origin story.
I don't think it is an origin story.
Well, does she become Hulk the same way that Bruce Banner becomes Hulk?
Let me give you a little comics 101.
Little comics 101. All
so,
right.
You know how the Hulk's got some green blood? Some radiation in
got
it?
Got a little radiation poisoning.
He's going to die Walters, in 3 days. His cousin, fucking shot in the tum-tum. She needs a blood transfusion.
Oh,
the
right.
The only other living relative is the Green Jay Giant himself.
Right.
Pees in a cup, gives it to him. They're like, just give us some blood, man. That's not how this works. Then afterwards, she gets some Hulk powers. But she has control over it. She's not as strong because she has control over
right,
it.
Right.
But I'm assuming in the beginning, they're going to follow more of like the Hulk line because we see Professor Hulk back in his Sunday best of some sweat shorts and a little hoodie. His arm's good.
Oh, Mark his arm's better.
Yeah,
nice.
He's got two good working arms, and he's saying like these transformations are based off of stress and anger. So guess we'll have to see.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it.
I like how people get power from the negative emotions and not the positive ones.
Oh, you're going to hate Black Knight then in Eternals too.
I know. That's kind of what I was referencing. Because like we got Hulk. When he's pissed, he goes crazy. Now we have a dude. When he's depressed.
His sword works.
Like, okay, could you imagine like he goes through a breakup and he's just like,
I'm
going to go kill some people.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm bringing world peace. And he's just like, yeah. Really stopping all crime. But I'm really interested because She-Hulk was the first, I believe, one of the first, if not the first Marvel comic character to break the fourth wall. So I hope she does it in the
what did she do?
Well, she's just like, this next part's crazy. And then goes back to the comic.
Oh, really?
She does it before.
So she's like Deadpool.
Before Deadpool.
But before Deadpool.
She's literally before. I swear to God, if I see one goddamn comment on Twitter, I don't have a Twitter. So
I swear to God, if I look at Twitter even once.
Delete my social media.
delete my social media. Oh, my God. I love how that's become a thing.
Finally, it's time to talk about.
The moon.
The Sun Squire.
No.
The Moon Knight.
The Moon Knight.
You know Oscar Isaac from his hit role, Poe Dameron, and nothing else?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
What if he was a superhero?
What if he was a little fucked up in the head, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? What if he's Batman, but
what if he's a
real
he's a
cuckoo?
Little crazy.
I'm excited. This one looks a bit darker. It reminds me of that Daredevil Netflix vibe. So if we can get him just breaking noses, touching toeses, I'm set.
Why would he? Okay, so he like breaks someone's nose and then touches their toes like in disrespect.
Yeah, he's like, your shoes suck.
Yeah.
And he pushes them down a flight of stairs.
He was like, you should have seen the hit film Sneakerella to get a better shoe taste.
Boom, breaks your knees.
Yeah.
From what the little snippets we do see of the Moon Knight costume, oh, I'm so
it
excited.
Does look good.
I'm
it looks
excited.
Great. Remember when we first saw it and we were like, this is just toilet paper. And then
now it makes sense.
Now,
it's Egyptian.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
But,
and we see the actual suit, and it looks very clean.
I'm going to be a little complainer for a second.
No, let's just not. Let's end the episode here. I'm sorry.
What was that accent Oscar Isaac was doing?
Sounds like a very bad mixture of like
Cockney and British.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins. But this character is known to have multiple personality disorder, so...
Maybe one of his personalities has an accent.
And that's the bad
one. Is that a thing? Like, do multiple personality people, like, have accents?
I don't know. That's actually a really interesting thing. I wouldn't know.
Let's do some research.
Okay.
Just kidding. I'm lazy.
I don't know, Jackson. That sounds like you'd have to put in extra effort. You barely showed up to... You're not even wearing a shirt today.
Oh, yeah. No, I literally didn't wear clothes. I didn't even drive
it's
here.
It's a good thing we're not visually recording this week because we're both butt-ass naked right now.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's the reason we're not recording
because
visuals.
We're like, what if, huh?
We're like, what if we
Marvel's
came and recorded?
What if season two? What if Jackson and Damon recorded butt-ass naked in the studio? I'm going to get yelled at.
That's season finale. Yeah,
that's my season.
We're going to get yelled at.
That's
the
my
people we walked
finale.
By getting to the studio were like, what the
fuck
are
these
people doing?
What are
these
guys doing? They're naked. We've had fun here, though. Disney Plus day or Disney minus day? What's your overall review of it?
Disney Division Day.
I'll just give it a Disney Day. Like, it doesn't get a plus or minus.
It's okay, real. It's just a day.
So
yeah.
Before we depart on this episode, next week, which will technically be our Thanksgiving episode, so that way we will be off for that following week because we'll be home eating up some turkeys and hams and ghouls.
Ghouls eating the ghosts.
Eating ghosts. We're going to review, and this is very funny because it ties right back into the movie, we're going to be reviewing Clifford the Big Red Dog. Now I know.
I've been waiting.
Now I know. You're like, but what about Ghostbusters? Clifford the Big Red Dog looks
yeah.
so much worse.
I know.
We like, gotta watch it.
It's so there's two evils, right?
There's two wolves
Which
in
one,
your head.
There's
one
two.
Is Clifford the Big Red Dog. The other is Clifford the Big Red Dog. We're watching Clifford the Big yeah. Red Dog.
But in this situation, we're not looking for the lesser of two evils. We're looking for the greater of two evils.
So the way that we came up with this conclusion is that we decided that Clifford the Big Red Dog, it speaks to all of the Thanksgiving ideals we've known to come in love. About family,
a giant red dog. A giant red dog getting arrested.
FBI hunting down a 40-foot dog. You know,
yeah, the classic. The classic Thanksgiving
from SNL.
Yeah.
Classic Thanksgiving things. But that will be our special, and we will take the following week off, so we will see you all in the next episode. But before we go, follow us on our socials. We are Jackson.
We're not at Jackson. We are at Jackson.
We are
so lucky to have gotten that tag. But no, we are on Instagram at Roomies Talking Movies, on Twitter at Roomies Movies.
You can follow us on our personals. I'm at It's Danon.
At Jay Salvist, and we are Camden Powell.
We are
Camden Powell. At Camden Powell.
We've been puppeteering him as like Weekend at Bernie's. He's never been a real person. Yeah. It's just been us.
And then we have a TikTok.
We do have a TikTok.
I forget what it's called. Roomies Talking Movies, probably. If you just look up Roomies Talking Movies and then TikTok, you'll probably find it.
It will be us. And we will see you all in the next episode. Take care.
Sleep.
Or else.
Or else.